One of the things I always enjoy during the holidays is going to the movies. Don't you? I think a lot of people like this. Mingling with strangers in a theater, catching some good entertainment. It just feels good. But think about people who are caregivers and can't get the time to go to the movies. Or consider some of the people with dementia whom they care for. How can any of them even go to the theater? In London, though, a charity this year has come up with a new idea, dementia-friendly film screenings. Leo Hornack, our London reporter at the BBC, has been to one of the screenings. So lay this idea out for us, Leo. What is a dementia-friendly film screening?
Okay, let's just picture the scene. If we can have the music, please. So we are in the front row, Marco, of a cinema in South London. And you can see Bing Crosby is on the screen singing White Christmas. It's very cozy. It's very Christmassy. There's bits of holly all around the cinema. But there is something a little bit different about this screening. Everyone here either is a dementia sufferer or a carer for someone who is suffering from dementia.
Did the organizers give you an explanation of like what happens neurologically when someone with dementia attends a film in a theater with other people? Like, how is that helpful?
That's what's so interesting. They did, yeah. And the answer, just to sort of summarize a very complicated neurological question, is that film is perfect. Because with film, unlike almost anything else, you can exactly recreate a situation and an experience that someone had during their youth, particularly musicals like White Christmas or Singing in the Rain is a big hit with these screenings as well, because music is one of the very last things to go. Very often when people have lost their ability to use language, lost their ability to form new memories, music and hearing music can take them back to a place where they can still communicate. I spoke to one of the carers. Her name is M. And she was there with her mother, who is a dementia sufferer. Em, explain to me why these screenings work so well for her and her mother.
It's what they remember from the past. Yeah. So films like Elvis, Singing in the Rain, we would have watched at home when we were kids.
Do you find it difficult to kind of go to events or do things outside the house as the two of you?
It's becoming harder because not everyone will look at her as I see her, that she's got an illness. You know, if she dresses funny because she's dressed herself and it's not colour coordinated, you know, they're nudging each other and like, look at her, and then I feel sorry for her, you know, and it does become, she's become like a child, if that makes sense, yeah.
I mean, Leo, just kind of normalizing this activity of going to the movies, I mean, it sounds like it could have benefits all year long. Is this an event the organisers are just doing at Christmas?
It is all year long, and they are rolling it out across Britain. I mean, just as in America, Britain is a society where more and more people are going to be dementia sufferers or carers for dementia sufferers. And I found it really moving going to this screening, Marco, because, as you said, it's such a normal, small thing, just going and seeing a movie. But you could really tell that it made a huge difference. And what I hadn't understood was that, yes, it's for the dementia sufferers, but actually the people it really benefits are their carers, their kids, their loved ones, who can actually come together and meet other people in their neighborhood, in their community, who are in the same boat as them, and talk to them and do something totally normal and feel they're not isolated.
Our London reporter at the BBC, Leo Hornack. Leo, never thought I'd be saying this, but thanks for going to the movies.
Thanks very much, Margot. Happy Christmas.
You too.